Thanks, Ginny. And good morning, everyone. And again, thank you for taking the time here today with regards to our 2018 investor webcast. Ginny did a phenomenal job, as always, laying out our company. She talked about our strategy, our purpose, and most importantly, the differentiators that make us unique. Now, I'm going to put that all into perspective and talk about our business model and our financial strategy. And there are three key takeaways that we hope you get out of today's discussion. And Ginny stressed all of them. First, that IBM has repositioned itself to win in the marketplace today and in the future. Second, we will win through those key differentiators. And we will do that through an integrated portfolio and model. And we will continue to focus and deliver value and return to our shareholders. So why don't we begin? You know, Ginny talked about our key differentiators that were built around the three pillars: innovative technology, industry expertise, and around trust and security. All three of those enable us and position us to lead in the key high-value segments of the IT industry. Now, I'm going to spend time building on that, and I'm going to go through three major pillars. First, the how, the transformation of IBM, the bold moves we made around our capital allocation, our portfolio dynamics, and around the tough work around reinventing our business. Second, I'm going to go through the what, our investment thesis, and how that differentiates us in the market around key value drivers. And third, I'm gonna go through the why, which is the financial strategy, and how it brings our entire business together to deliver value for our clients and generate high value returns for our shareholders. So if you think about the essence of IBM today, there are several critical elements. First, we are a profitable business today. Second, we have a differentiated competitive advantage around our value proposition, around the three pillars of those differentiators that Ginny talked about: our business and technological leadership, our industry expertise in understanding our clients' operating models, their workflows, their business processes, to enable them to transform from era to era to era. And finally, that record, trust and security with deep client relationships. All of this is brought together in an integrated portfolio, which translates into delivering high value returns you see on the chart. $79 billion of revenue, we closed fiscal 2017, $13 billion of free cash flow, a $6 annualized dividend per share, and an industry-leading return on invested capital. So let's talk about the how. And Ginny opened up with regards to the bold moves that we made with regards to our capital allocation. The how is built around how we've transformed this company. And we are a fundamentally different company, as she said, from 10 years ago to 5 years ago, and even 3 years ago. As we've dialed up our investments that you see on the chart to lead the key high-value enterprise segments in IT, and we've invested $37 billion over the last 3 years, up from the prior three-year period by $3 billion. And you see how we've invested. We've invested in research and development to rebuild our innovation portfolio and lead in key market segments around AI, around blockchain, around quantum. But we also took that money to continue to modernize our existing products and services that position us for the long term for our business. Around capital, we continue to fuel and build out our IBM cloud architecture and our services business. We have 58 data centers around the world today, and they serve clients in over 140 countries. And finally, around our M&A, we will continue to accelerate and build out new capabilities and take advantage that are aligned to our strategic portfolio around an integrated model to leverage platforms, data, solutions, and services. All while we have done this, we continue to focus on returning value to our shareholders in the form of share repurchases and in increasing our dividend for 22 straight years. So this increased investment has led to a fundamentally different business profile and mix across the IBM company. I laid out on this chart the last 10 years of our portfolio. And if you take a look at it, over that decade, we have transformed the IBM company, and now our portfolio consists of 90% high-value software and services. We've increased our annuity penetration over the last decade by 14 points. We are now over 60% annuity-driven, leveraging our cognitive solutions and growth in our as-a-service business. And we've been able to expand margins over a decade, even in light of investing $3 billion incrementally over the last 3 years. And while we've done this, we've taken key leadership market positions in our strategic imperatives. We exited 2017 at 46% of our revenue now comprised in strategic imperatives, and we are well on our way to our $40 billion signpost with regards to delivering in 2018. But while we've done that, if you now focus on our business context and segment structure today, we have capitalized on secular shifts in the market. Our strategic imperatives, as I said, 46% of IBM revenue, $37 billion, growing double digits and taking leadership share positions. We've also been able to capitalize on fundamental shifts in the marketplace in building and creating new business models. Our IBM Cloud business exited 2017 at $17 billion, now representing 22% of IBM overall. And we transformed our portfolio, created new businesses, and we exited with an as-a-service trailing 12-month exit rate of $10.3 billion. Now that was our capital allocation changes, led to fundamentally different portfolio with new sets of capabilities, new business models. Now the tough work, and that is to sustain value and to capitalize on that reposition IBM, we had to fundamentally redesign our business, transforming our operating model and changing the way we work as a company. And I've spent, as Ginny said, the last 3 to 4 years driving and stewarding, reinventing how we run this company to support our strategic objectives and drive the disciplined operational execution of our company. And I've laid this chart out to talk about the fundamental tenets of our operating model transformation. Starting on the left-hand side, driving a fundamentally different streamlined management system for speed and responsiveness to our clients. We've aligned our structure, attacking cost of complexity, aligning decision rights, and driving accountabilities. We've also been going after optimizing the way we work around our business processes and our workflows. And we're driving great efficiencies and value in enabling a cognitive enterprise as we move forward. Well, while we were doing that with our management system, as I stated earlier, we had to fundamentally change the way we work as a company. And we embarked on scaling agile and creating the preeminent cognitive enterprise. And that was focused on our workforce transformation and skills modernization. Ginny talked about some of those signposts. And it was also around reinvesting back in our business, our technology, our tools, our workplaces. So we are a fundamentally different company, and it's delivered great results. And I'll give you two measures. One, from a client perspective, we instituted a net promoter system in this company a few years ago, which is a critical measure of client satisfaction. And we've made continued improvement in those net promoter scores over the last few years and are now approaching the industry top tier. The second is from all of our employees, the IBMers. Our employee engagement scores are up significantly over the last 3 years, I think north of 20 points, which talk to the excitement around our IBMers about the fundamental changes we've made and also about the future strategic direction of where our company is at. So summarizing this transformation, we are a fundamentally different company. We've changed and rebuilt our innovation portfolio. We are now the number one AI for business, number one for blockchain, number one for quantum. Ginny talked about the transformation of our portfolio. We acquired a whole new set of capabilities, built new businesses, 34 acquisitions just over the last 3 years, 60 plus over the last 6 years. But in addition to that, we also divested $7 billion worth of annualized revenue over the last 5 years in businesses that didn't either meet our strategic fit or our financial requirements. And we've transformed our operating model and workplace. So we are a different company. We're different than any other time in the IBM history, I truly believe. But we're also different than any other IT player. But what's not different is the value we deliver to our clients and to our shareholders. These key differentiators that Ginny talked about give us a competitive advantage and has led to our number one enterprise IT leadership position. Our deep client relationships and our value of incumbency, that moat we have, is representative by 95% of the Fortune 500 clients are IBM clients. And we manage 70% of the world's business data. Our industry expertise and that record trust and security is instantiated in 80% of our 2017 revenue from clients that bought cross-brand IBM solutions across all four of our segments. The value of the integrated model and the portfolio we bring to our clients. And we are a highly profitable company with a 17% return on invested capital. So that's the first phase. Now let's go into the what. Our investment thesis and the key value drivers. Those key differentiators around those three pillars, they provide the foundation of our high value investment thesis as a company. And that is instantiated in these six key value drivers that you see on the chart. I'm gonna spend time now walking through each of these value drivers and talk about how we continue to leverage and create value for our clients and how we win in the marketplace. So let's start with our first value driver. And I thought I would start in an area which has been core to IBM for 100 plus years in business, and that is our clients. IBM's integrated model, and you'll be very familiar with this chart on the left-hand side, as Martin shared it last year at the investor conference, it instantiates how we bring innovative technology from the platform to the infrastructure, to the data, to the solutions, to our services capability. And if you look at it, that integrated model and portfolio drives value for our clients. In that 95%, as I said, of the Fortune 500 are IBM clients. But let's take a look now at our top 100 clients, because I think it tells us some very important instantiation points. 90% of our top 100 clients purchased IBM cross-brand solutions. I talked about 80% of all of our clients buy cross-brand, 90% within our top 100. And those top 100 clients generated 2 points more of revenue growth over the last few years than IBM overall. They've given us consistent wallet share, and we are winning with the winners. These top 100 clients have outperformed the S&P Global 1200 on a total shareholder return perspective by 30 points. We are providing value to them to enable them to transform their business and win in their marketplaces. Our clients are also leveraging our cloud. Ginny talked about our differentiated competitive advantage, optimized for data, infused with AI, and secure to the core. Well, 10 of the top 10 banks, 9 of the top 10 retailers, and 8 of the top 10 airlines are all IBM clients around cloud. Let's talk to our second driver. And this is around how IBM has consistently taken a first mover advantage around creating and leveraging and winning emerging technologies. The best example here I picked was blockchain, where today it's disrupting multiple industry segments that is addressing trillions and trillion dollars of market opportunity. And if you look at today, our blockchain, we're the number one enterprise provider. We have over 35 active networks in production already today. And we leverage our distinctive competitive advantage around that integrated portfolio you see on the left-hand side of the chart, leveraging System Z, our transaction processing systems, and we do so in a permissionable way, leveraging security, trust, and governance. We have also built this on open standards. We've already contributed 5 million lines of code to the Hyperledger project. And we are surrounding this with subject matter expertise to ensure that we drive and leverage our capabilities overall. And we are scaling. Ginny talked about it already. Bottom right, 400 paid customer projects already. We're leveraging that network effect, building out ecosystems to address specific segments of the market, as you could see there around global trade, supply chain, food safety, universal payments, and around trade finance. Our third differentiator gets at the core of our cognitive solution area, and that is our unique ability of providing integrated industry solutions. I chose Watson Health as an example here, addressing a $360 billion market opportunity and monetizing value across that integrated portfolio in many different ways, from our platform to our solutions to our services overall. And we've been able to leverage a very distinct differentiated competitive advantage as we have 30 plus years of healthcare information experience. And that has led to a fundamentally different portfolio. So let's start at the platform. Well, the platform's leveraging IBM Cloud, designed for HIPAA and GxP compliance. Our data, we have the largest set of clinical and claims data in the private sector, 210 million records. Our solutions, we're building vertical and industry-related solutions that leverage 80-plus Watson AI services that are built specifically for the healthcare industry. And around services, where we're driving industry-specific consulting services overall. We are scaling and winning in this marketplace today. We're in over 155 hospitals and healthcare organizations with Watson for Oncology. We're serving 13,000 clients already today, and we've helped 115,000 people leveraging our cognitive solutions. And Watson now is trained on 13 cancers. Just over a year ago, we were at 4, and we are scaling this business and winning in the market. The fourth key value driver is around how we have leadership positions in high value emerging segments. Security is the best example, addressing a $120 billion security market. And we're coming at this in a differentiated way, monetizing value with high-value software and wrapped around services that generate capability. You see on the bottom right a very distinct set of capabilities around our infrastructure and leveraging IBM Cloud and mainframe pervasive encryption. Around our solutions, we have today over 6,000 security clients that are leveraging and utilizing our AI cognitive solutions in security. And we have 8,000 subject matter experts that are helping our clients manage the ever-increasing IT risk portfolio as we monitor 60 billion events per day. We are the enterprise leader in the market, number one. We have $3 billion of revenue. We're growing 50%+, and we're continuing to take share. So let's go to our fifth key value driver, and that focuses on IBM's strong R&D track record in really modernizing enduring platforms. The best example here is mainframe. Mainframe still sits at the core of our clients' IT, critical IT workloads overall. Why? Because it's unmatched in security, availability, and scalability, and reliability. If you take a look at the left-hand side of the chart, we're providing some new disclosure here. Over the last decade, we have been able to grow our installed MIPS capacity by 3.5 times. But more importantly, underneath it, we've been able to take advantage of secular shifts in the market, and now over 50% of our installed MIPS inventory is now in strategic key workload areas. As we talked about, we've always modernized this platform from Linux to mobile computing to now pervasive encryption and blockchain. And our deep industry penetration and client relationships with a whole new set of capabilities that I talked about, we exited 2017 with over 50% of our mainframe revenue now in our key strategic imperative areas. And the sixth and final value driver is built around how IBM leverages deep expertise and how we have an unrivaled global customer base. The best example here is our services business, our IT and application outsourcing business, where we are now the market leader with 2x the share of the nearest competitor. We have built a differentiated competitive offering and value proposition to our clients, where today we're the number one outsourcing provider in the world, leveraging innovation. Innovation around our offering capability and breadth, and really leveraging cognitive solutions and bringing IBM services platform with Watson. Around our global scale and around our trust also provide a differentiated competitive value proposition. But if you take a look at the left-hand side of the chart, interesting, I laid out the last decade of our outsourcing backlog. And you'll see there that we've been able to grow our outsourcing backlog over the last 10 years. In fact, I had the team go back and do some math for me and look at the client composition. If you take a look at the clients that were in our backlog in 2007, close to 90% of those clients are still IBM clients today in outsourcing. Why? Because we've been able to actually capture fundamental shifts underneath it. As you can see, now over 40% of that backlog is in key strategic workload areas. Cloud now represents over 25% of that backlog, and it's grown 2x over the last few years. So when you take a look at that, we're going to move now to the third piece, which is the why, our financial strategy. Those IBM differentiators, they provide the foundation, as I said, around our investment thesis. And those differentiators, innovative technology, industry expertise, and trust and security are the reason why clients choose IBM. And if you take a look at today, when you couple that, the power of those differentiators with a disciplined financial management system, we will deliver higher value and financial returns. As Ginny talked about up front, we continue to look forward and expect our long-term financial model to deliver low single-digit revenue growth, mid-single-digit pre-tax income growth, high single-digit earnings per share growth, and we will continue to generate free cash flow realization of greater than 90%. So this financial strategy is really built around a high-value investment thesis. And to deliver on that, we have to generate profitable growth. Profitable growth that's going to help us continue to reinvest in our business and also return value to our shareholders. And I calibrated this chart to show our mid-single-digit pre-tax income annual dollar pre-tax growth and the drivers around that. And I'm going to spend time unpacking these as we go forward. But on one aspect, we're going to get pre-tax income growth driven by our revenue growth, mix, and scale. And on the other aspect, we're going to get pre-tax income growth driven based on operating leverage. If you look at the left-hand side, our revenue growth, mix, and scale is going to deliver 2 points of our annual pre-tax income growth. That's going to come out of delivering our segment revenue models, continuing to shift to higher value software, which will give us leverage and gross margin. But underneath that, our shift to as a service at today's margins provide a marginal headwind to pre-tax income. But offsetting that, as we continue to generate substantial growth and momentum, we will realize scale efficiencies that will offset that headwind of our mixed margin around shifting to as a service. So net-net, our revenue model is low single digits, call it 2 points. Our pre-tax income contribution out of that revenue is 2 points. No operating leverage, we get growth dropped to the bottom line. The second component is our operating leverage. And we're going to generate 3 points of PTI dollar growth from operating leverage. And that's going to come from our expanding our services margins and also driving enterprise productivity. So let's talk about the operational drivers underneath these two pillars, our revenue mix, growth and scale, and our operating leverage. This chart you will recognize with regards to our four key segments. And it's going to talk about the revenue growth and the components on how we're able to actually deliver that. These harken right back to where we spent most of our time on those six key value drivers, as they are truly the instantiation points that are going to deliver this revenue growth. So let's start with cognitive solutions. We're led by that area with mid-single digit revenue growth as its model, as we continue to generate high value through integrated industry solutions, generating higher annuity content, renewal rates, and continued momentum in shift to as a service. Our technology services and cloud platform group has a model of low single digits, and we're going to continue to focus on leveraging our install base and our moat to move our clients to the future into cloud and capitalize on a whole new set of strategically important workload areas. Around global business services, our model is focused on low single-digit revenue growth as we continue to shift more and more to higher value content, leveraging digital transformation, IX, AI and cognitive, but also creating skills and new practices around quantum and around blockchain as we move forward, which has huge growth potential. And then finally, systems, which has a model of stable revenue, adjusting for product cycles, and we're going to continue modernizing our infrastructure platforms for where new strategic workloads are going to be moving to, leveraging them for cloud, for AI, for security, and for analytics. So that's our revenue growth component. And a very important piece underneath that, and an essential piece, is our as-a-service long-term model. We expect that our annual exit run rate in as-a-service to deliver 15 to 20% annually in growth. In addition, as we continue to generate scale efficiencies, we expect our gross profit margin in our as-a-service business to increase 3 points per year over this horizon. And when you couple together then that momentum and growth with that operating leverage and scale efficiency of the 3 points, we expect cloud to be accretive to IBM's longer term model. So turning now to our operating leverage and specifically around our services margins, very essential component of our financial strategy and our business model. And I've laid out on this chart both segments, our technology service and cloud platform, and our global business services. Each of them have a operating leverage and gross profit margin model of 50 basis points per year. So let's talk a little bit about our technology services and cloud platform group. We are focused on driving productivity and workforce optimization, addressing our structure, and also redesigning new methods around how we deliver service in the marketplace. We're also infusing AI and cognition, leveraging the IBM services platform with Watson, as I talked about earlier, in now over 1,000 clients, and we are scaling that rapidly across all the different disciplines and workloads across those clients. And finally, we're going to continue to standardize and shift to an asset-based, cloud-based delivery model versus a traditional human capital-based business model, as those cloud-based standardized margins today are higher than a traditional customized-based business. So we've got the operational actions in place, and we're going to go drive those operational actions to deliver on that model as we move forward. Now turning to GBS. GBS is going to drive the operating leverage in their business, 50 basis points is the model, through productivity and utilization by aligning our skills and capabilities along what Mark has done around reorienting our structure, our service lines, and our practices so we get operating leverage from scale as we move forward. We're going to continue to infuse AI and cognition. Why? One, it's going to differentiate us in the marketplace, improve our services quality, but also enable us to get price realization in the marketplace, which will leverage our margins. And finally, the shift to higher value offerings. And this is going to be centered around how we leverage new areas and how we price for value and get that in our business. So that's our services margin and our operational game plan around that. The second critical component, and this is something that's near and dear to me, around what we've been doing to optimize our enterprise productivity, how we run this company and how we drive the efficiency and effectiveness of our infrastructure support organizations. We've delivered tremendous value, as you could see on the left-hand side of the chart, over a sustained period of time on how we've continuously evolved our organization and infrastructure model to support the IBM company. From years ago being a multinational base model to then transitioning to a globally integrated model to now enabling a preeminent cognitive enterprise. And we're focused on driving a cognitive enterprise by leveraging digitization and cognition about optimizing the way you do work, taking our vertical processes in our business today and looking at them horizontally, defragmenting them and driving efficiencies as we move forward. And we're also going to leverage one common data platform architecture to enable us to drive data into insights into value moving forward. So wrapping up now, free cash flow and the strength of our balance sheet. Today, we have strong access to capital markets. We have a very well-funded pension position, and we also, for the first time in years, have exposure to global currencies that are going in our favor. But when you take a look at it, we have always focused on driving our high-value investment thesis, driving profitable growth, enable free cash flow generation so that we can return value to our shareholders and also continue to reinvest in our business for the long-term sustainability. And you see on the left-hand side of the chart, our longer-term model. First, around free cash flow realization, we had strong performance over the last 3 years, over 100%. We continue to expect our long-term model to be north of 90%. We will invest to build out our capabilities and capital. And we're going to make those steady investments as we build out our IBM cloud architecture and continue to leverage our outsourcing and services-based business that need that fuel. And we're going to continue to drive and build out new capabilities through M&A. And those new capabilities are going to be strategically aligned to that integrated model, that integrated portfolio, leveraging and building new capabilities of platforms, data, solution, and services. And we're going to continue focus on returning value to our shareholders with a commitment of an annual increase in dividend and also through share repurchases, as you could see there, annual 2% share count reduction. All in all, delivering 70 to 80% of our free cash flow back to shareholders. So that is the picture of the IBM company today, a repositioned company. And as I started, I will go back. IBM is repositioned to win in the marketplace today and in the future. We're going to do so, hopefully, as you heard Ginny, and now the instantiation points, we're going to do so through those key, unique IBM differentiators that are going to enable us to win in the marketplace and deliver value for our clients. And we are well positioned to continue to generate high value, attractive returns for our shareholders. So I thank you very much for taking time here with us today. We are now going to assemble our Q&A session. So if you give us a minute, we're going to bring some chairs up. Ginny will come back up and all of my colleagues to handle your questions going forward.